If you have the seventh year's crop, even if you let it stay in the field when it comes to the eighth year, also you're not allowed to cut it down. Now, cutting it down doesn't stand mean cutting it down. It means you can't cut it down and act like an owner on it to say it belongs to you. It's supposed to be like hefker. But our co-partner Rabbi Akiva Dashan, this pasuk, the Acharish of Akotzer, is telling us that there's a taisris shrius. Even on the sixth year, you're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to plow your fields. So it's not only yasa pateras halacha l'mashim Sinai, it's also because of a pasuk. We have Yishmol and Yishmol Dashan, this pasuk, no. Oyme ma charish rishus at tzir rishus yotzik tzir oyme shi mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel says this passage is talking about Shabbos. The charish of a katzah tishma, she should rest on Shabbos. It's telling us she shouldn't cut down or plow on Shabbos. What do we need the passage for? His Eker should tell us, just like charisha is always a rishus, there's never a mitzvah in plowing anything. So when the Torah says it can't plow on Shabbos, it means a rishus. Hu adin uktzira, when the Torah gives the malacha not to cut down, it only means a rishus. You can't do on Shabbos. Ma'ashenka in the mitzvah of the Ktziras Omer, the muscle on the first day Pesach, when you want to cut down the wheat, you want to cut down the tzvua, in order to bring the Omer from Tez Zayin, you're allowed to cut it down even on Shabbos. Yotza Ktziras, it's called Ktziras Rishus is also. Yotza Ktziras Omer, she mitzvah. Yeah. That's the Bishmol Shita. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this next Gemara again tomorrow. This later. You're holding Daf Gimel on the base, the bottom Gemara. Again, we're really in the middle of answering what Rav Dimi learned in Eretz Yisrael, that he said Aloha, that there was a Havamina, you should get Malkus for a Taisvis, and they gave an answer to say, no, you're Ptur, you don't have to get Malkus for this Taisvis. The Shaila, what it was. So in the last Gemara we're holding now, that we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Kivim, Rabbi Yishmuel. Again, the Basa Tznan, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Bechorish of Akotza Tishpois, the bottom of the Gemara. A Pasuk in Shemois, that you should rest, not to do Charish, and not to do Ksira. Rabbi Kivim, Loime, Ein Sorach, Loime, Chorish, or Ksira, Shal Shriyas. Rabbi Kivim learns this Pasuk is talking about Shemitah, the seventh year, to telling you, you're not allowed to plow, and you can't cut down the Tzvua. So Gemara says like this. On Shriyas itself, Pshita Mitzosa. The Pasuk said already that on Shemit you can't work on your fields. So what's this Pasuk now? You should rest not to do a Charish and not to do a Ksira. So it means it's a Chiddush that even on Erev Shriyas, a Din Taisvis Shemitah, even on the sixth year, the end of the sixth year, you're not allowed to plow the fields if you know this plowing is going to be for the purpose that the tefuah should grow better on Shemitah. Eretz Shalosh Shriyas, she'nichnas l'shriyas. Rashi says, kol she'yeshla likonis l'shriyas. Anything you're plowing now in order to make the fruits or the tefuah grow better on Shemitah. She'osa lach rosh l'fnei rosh Hashanah. It's also to plow the fields before Rosh Hashanah. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. A taisvus Shemitah, even on the sixth year, the whole chodesh Elul, it's also to plow the fields. U'ketzir, and what does the pasuk mean, resting for not cutting off? That means shal shviyas, sheyotz l'maitzoy shviyas. The peris of shviyas, if it continues, stays on the trees until the eighth year, maitzoy shviyas, still you have the yisra not to cut it off and to be noig like a bailam as if it belongs to you, but still you have to be noig like it's hefka, the peris has kedusha shviyas, and it has its hefka. That's the Rebbe Kiva Dachshund's this pasuk. Rebbe Yishmael Leimano, Rebbe Yishmael says, the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. We dashing like this. The pasuk says again, Bechorish of Akotze Tishpois. You're supposed to rest, not to do a Charish, not to do a Ktsira. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it's talking about Shabbos. That Ma Chorish Rishush. Just like there's never a mitzvah in plowing. Plowing something is never called a mitzvah. So you're not allowed to do a Charish or plowing your fields on Shabbos. Because it's a Rishush means you're allowed to do it. It's your own purpose you're doing it for. Av Ktsir. The same when the Torah says you can't cut off Teres on Shabbos, it means Rishus. You can't cut off Teres for your own purpose, that's what's also on Shabbos. The Yotze goes out, Ketzir Omer. If you want to cut down the Tefuah on the first day of Pesach to bring the Omer tomorrow on the 16th day of Nisan, Shi Mitzvah, there it's a Mitzvah, you have to cut down the Tefuah, L'Shem Mitzvah Ketzir Omer. You're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. If the first day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut it down on Shabbos to bring the Omer tomorrow.
Yotzek Siroi Meshi Mitzvah. Or else, if, maybe not the first thing, maybe the second, maybe the Tes Zayin. If Tes Zayin is Shabbos, and you need the Omer to bring the Korban tomorrow, you're allowed to cut down the Tfuah even at nighttime on Shabbos to use it. That's Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. That what the Torah says by Shabbos, you can't be Chorish, but you can't be Kotzer, that only means if you're doing it for your own purpose. But if you're doing it L'Dvar Mitzvah, if the Ksira is a Dvar Mitzvah, we're cutting down the Tfuah to bring the Korban Omer, you're even allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Dashan discussed it. So more says like this. Elam Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ki Gmiri Hilchasa Lemishra Yalda. So the Kashra is now, the Kashra is according to Rabbi Akiva Dashan disposed to say that Chodesh Elul, a month before Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow the fields. So we see it's also Midiraisa Taisa Shemitah. And before we were learning, it's only Allah Lama Shemitah, Esa Natiyas. To say that the Torah gave a new heter, if you have 10 young trees, young sprouts, you're allowed to plow the fields. Mashma, if there are old only old trees there, you're not allowed to plow the field on Erev Shemitah. So before we're learning, the yisat to plow the fields at the end of the sixth year is only halach l'mashim mitzinai. The kasher is here, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's halach in the Torah. With darshan apostolic, b'achorosh v'akotza tishbois, Rabbi Akiva is saying it means you have to rest in the harisha of the sixth year. So you see, the inyan of Taisa Shemitah, not to work on the field even at the end of the sixth year, is midiraisa. Not only from Allah Moshe Mitzinayim, it's from a pasuk. So the verse is like this: Elo Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchasa. True. When do we have Allah Moshe Mitzinayim LeMishra Yalda? That's to teach us this new halacha. If you have a field of a nun by nun, a beisor that has 10 young trees growing there, there's a heter to plow it up until Shemitah. Up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow that field. That's the Lech L'Moshe Mitzinai. Of the Kroi, that is Rabbi Akiva Dashan, the Pesach, Ba'achorosh Shemakotza Tishbois, that you have to rest, not to plow your field even at the end of the sixth year, that's L'Mesa Zekena. That's to Aser an old tree. If you have a field of old trees, an orchard, of older trees, there we're not afraid they'll die out, there's no Pseidah. There it's also to plow them even the last month of the sixth year. So that's why it's no stira. The halacha is to be matter the young trees. And the Torah is talking about that the v'charish tishbois, you can't do charisha on an older trees, an older orchard, you can't plow the field there. For the Gemara, though, still a kasha, though. V'chiv on the hilchasol mishri yaldo, once we have the halacha l'mashim mitzinai, a special heter, that's for 10 young trees in the beisor, you're allowed to plow the fields, is lab memelo zekeinu asira. Don't we know from that alone that older trees, it's usher? If you need a new special halacha l'mashim mitzinai, that if you have a field of 10 young trees, you're allowed to plow the field up until Rosh Hashanah, what do you need halacha for? Like, what's the chiddush? Elamai pshit, it means that a regular orchard, you're not allowed to plow the fields of the months before Shemitah. Only here, since it's young trees, is halacha l'mashim mitzinai, it's mutter. So from this halacha alone, we see clearly that older trees are usher. So again, it's a stira. What does the pasuk have to say according to Rabbi Kivam? Be'achorosh v'akotza tishbois. A pasuk to say, you can't plow the last month of the sixth year. We know it's from halacha l'mashe mitzinai. Like, what do you need two things, the pasuk and halacha l'mashe mitzinai? So Gemara says like this, Ela hilchasel Rabbi Shmuel, enechanami. That we said over there is halacha l'mashe mitzinai, that 10, esen etiyos, you're allowed to plow the fields for the young 10 trees. But for an older tree, it's also, that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel dashes this posik, Ba'achorosh v'akotza tishbois, not nogeh to the mitzvahs of Tosfos Shemitah, but he dashes this posik for the use of Shabbos. It's talking about Shabbos. That you can't plow your fields or cut your fields on Shabbos, it's only for your own purpose. But if you're doing it, L'dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, this posik is not talking about Tosfos Shemitah. So we don't know from any posik that there's an issa to plow your fields on the end of the sixth year. So how do we know there's an issa taisa shemitah? Only from the halacha l'mashe mitzinai. Kroi, that we dashen this posik now, b'chorosh v'akotza tishbois, from a posik that you're not allowed to work, the end of the sixth year, and echnami, that's the Rebbe Kiva. That's only according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. So it comes out that Rebbe Kiva does not hold from the halacha l'mashe mitzinai. According to Rebbe Kiva, the Tosfos Shemitah is midiraisa, and you're not allowed to plow even a field of 10 young trees. That it was said, halacha l'mashe mitzinai, that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel does not dash in our pasuk of b'chorosh v'akotza tishbois by Shemitah, so he doesn't know the issa of Tosfos Shemitah, he only knows it from the Lech L'Moshe Mitzinai. Right. So that was the pshat in the Gemara over here,
yeah,
that if we start off saying that there's a half minute to say you get Malkus for Tosfos Shemitah, and we said the beginning was the Yasim Mibachorosh of Akotza Tishbois, that was the Havamina. The Havamina is the way Rabbi Kiba dashes the Pasik. And then the Gemara before said, V'nosala Tamud Leptura, the Gemara dashes, no, Yepoter. Pasha means the way Rabbi Yishmael dashes the Pasik. That this Pasik is not talking about Tosfos Shemitah, but the Pasik is talking about the Yisra Shabbos. So that was Rav Dimi's Havamina and his Maskana, what he heard over. So Gemara says now another pshat now. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinah, Midiraisa Botelhu. Rabbi Yechonon says no. Again, we had a kasha before, if Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said you can't plow the fields on Erev Shemitah from Pesach or from Shavuos, how could Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinah be Mavaklit and say you are allowed to plow the fields? So before we said it's only Gzerim of the Rabbonin, and they made a condition, whoever wants to let it could be Mavaklit, that's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Mavaklit. Rabbi Yechonon says no. Rabbi Yechonon says that Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinah, Mamish Midiraisa, was bottled the Easter of Pesach Shemitah. Why? My timer, what happens Rabbi Yechonon say, what's the Pshan of Gamliel? Goma Shabbos Shabbos. He makes a new hekish, Shabbos Shabbos mi Shabbos Bereshis. But what does it mean? It says the word Shabbos by Shemitah, and it says the word Shabbos, we know by Sheshes Shemei Bereshis, that it was a Shabbos. Yom HaShvi. Isma Lahalin, just like on Shabbos itself. He Asura. We're only not allowed to do work, Malachar, on Shabbos itself. But Lefoneo Leachreo Mutarim. But before Shabbos on Friday, you're allowed to do malacha. Moitzoy Shabbos, right after Shabbos, you're allowed to do work. The Yisra of Shabbos is only on Shabbos itself. So that was over Gamliel Svaram, Afkan, the same thing here by Shemitah. That's what the Torah says the seventh year you can't plow your fields, you can't seed the fields. And it says a lashon of Shabbos there, it's the same thing. He Asura, it's only also to work on your fields on the Shemitah itself, on the seventh year itself. But lefonel liachre mutarim, but toisus shemitah, before, at the end of the sixth year, or afterwards, beginning of the eighth year, pshitis mutarim. So that's what Rabbi Yechonon learned, that was pshan no gamuyel ubeis dinoi. They came, and they were mevatel even the diraisa, that they hold there's no toisus shemitah at all. So toisus speaks out, even though the Gemaras and Yuma say, we hold halacha, that Shabbos does have a toisus Shabbos, we know it's supposed to be a mekabel toisus Shabbos. Before Shkia, at least 2 minutes before, you're supposed to be Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? That Shabbos has no Tosfos Shabbos. It's only the Shabbos itself. I Shabbos has a Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos says the Pshat is that's only a Kolshu. That that we hold is the mitzvah Tosfos Shabbos. To accept Shabbos a little bit earlier, that's only a Kolshu, Tosfos says. Ikur Meimah Hu Purta Leka Choshev Kivun Lehevi Yela Kolshu V'chihu Shiyura Namiyei Madi Rabbi Gamliel Zitzarach Leisef. That little shear of 2 minutes, Rabbi Yishmael would be Maida, Rabbi Gamliel would be Maida on Shemitah also. 2 minutes before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, you have to stop plowing your fields. That's only a small taisvis. But our Shiloh was 30 days in advance. It should be also to plow the fields at the end of the sixth year. That Rabbi Gamliel learns out from the Hekesh of Shabbos, not like that. There's no din like 2 hours before Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha up until Shabbos. The mitzvah, Tosfos Shabbos, is only 2 minutes. A kolshu, maybe even a minute. So that little minute we're not talking about. We're talking about the issa not to work 30 days in advance. That's what Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no such issa by Shemitah. Because it can't be better than Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Tosfos of more than this kolshu, who within Shemitah doesn't have anything more than a kolshu. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say. So Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Asher. Rav Asher has a kasher on this. Man di yoma hilchasa. If before we said that the 30 days you can't work in some halach l'moshe misinai, asya gzeir shava okra hilchasa. Is that a swear to say because you want to make some gzeir shava of Shabbos Shabbos? The fact the pasuk calls Shemitah Shabbos, you want to take away from hilchasa? Like it's not mistavra. True, the Torah calls Shemitah Shabbos. But what could you do? Did Allah Moshe Mitzinai that you're now allowed to plow the fields 30 days in advance? Well, man di yom akro, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that he dashes this pasuk bechorish shabakotza tishbois. That means erev shemitah on the end of the sixth year, you can't plow your fields. You want to tell me asya gzeira shava akro akro? It's not a svara. You can't tell me your gzeira shava of Shabbos Shabbos is like the kro. It's not a svara. Havada, if the Torah says something, Xeris Akosiv, you can't take it away. So Rav Ashi did not like Rav Yechanan's pshat. Elo Amr Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi Savulok Rav Yishmoel. They hold like Rav Yishmoel Shita. The Yomei Hilchasa Gemirilo. Okay, in accordance with Rav Yishmoel, this pasuk of the Chorosh of Akosiv Tishma is talking about Shabbos. Therefore, how do we know the mitzvah of Taisu Shemitah not to work the last 30 days before Shemitah? That's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. And the klal is like this. V'chi Gemiri Hilchasa. When do we learn this Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai? That only the 10 young trees you're allowed to plow. Ma'ashenken, an old orchard. You're not allowed to plow the ground. That's only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. The Halacha was only said Bizman we have the Beis HaMikdash. Dum Yodanisa Chamayim. Because that halacha of Moshe Sinai, we learn three things then. We learn the mitzvah of Esenatius, of Arava, the mitzvah of Zman Miyad the Beis Migdash, on Sukkot to go around with the Aravas, Vedesa Chamayim, which only applied to Zman the Beis Migdash was Kayim. That's when we have these three halachas. Abu Bizman, Shein Beis Migdash Kayim, Loi, but like Bizman is there today, we don't have the Beis Migdash, then it was not learned that halacha of Moshe Sinai. So therefore, that's Pshat Rabbi Gamliel. He was mavaknet by dashing, saying Pshat in the Halacha. The Halacha was only said, Bizman is a Beis HaMikdash. But if Bizman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to plow the ground up until Rosh Hashanah. So that was also Pshat in the Gemara before, that Rav Dimi Arahav meaning to say, the Halacha of Moshe Sinai applies even Bizman is there. You should get Malkus if you plant your fields the last 30 days. And the Morris Teretz was, no, it's Ptur for this Svara. To say that the Lacher only applies Bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash. However, Bizman is there with no Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to plow the fields up until Rosh Hashanah. Right, then the Mishnah says, Avuloi mimemi agishamim mimemi akilun. That's what our Mishnah says on Chol HaMoed, if you have a Beis HaShalch and you have your field that's not satisfied with the rainwater, if you don't water it'll dry out, so it's a hefsid, you'll have a loss. So since you'll have a loss, you're allowed to do malachis. That's called Dover Ovud is Mutter and Chol HaMoed. But only allowed to water the grounds from a well where the water is flowing, it's easy to water it. Mashenken, to have to fetch water from Mei HaGeshamim means if you have a puddle of rainwater and you want to take your pail now and draw the water to your fields, that's too much of a tircha, that's hard to do. Well, the Mei HaKilu means if you have a bore, a ditch full of water, and also you want to start fetching the water to water your fields, that's too much of a bother. Even b'makam seida, too much of a tircha zasa. That's what our Mishnah says. So Mishnah says like this. Bishlein me'kilon means we have a ditch, a well, water in the ditch. Ika tircha yisera. Then it's a big bother. You have to lower down the bucket of water and draw up the water and throw it onto your fields. That's a big bother. That I understand is zasa and chalamoyin. Ela me'gisham in my tircha ika. The Megashon Pasha means you have a puddle of water that's full to the top. So if it's full to the top, all you got to do is like kick the water to your fields. It's not so hard to fetch the water up. The water is on top already. You just have to like be Moshech, just push the water onto your fields. So that shouldn't be so hard to do. Why is it a tircha? Why is it awesome? So Gemara gives two terutzim. Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Gzeira Megashon Amato Mekilun. It's only Gzeira. We're afraid if you start using this water, this rainwater that's on top of the ground, which is easy to push it to your fields, you'll start also using ditch water from the ditch. That's much harder to get up, and that's a big tircha. So therefore, both is the cloud of gzeira. Rashi says, gzeira megishamim, dilma osel meved mekilim. Or even stronger, Rashi learns that this megishamim itself, we're afraid, right now the puddle is full to the top. But once you start fetching the water, pushing the water, the puddle will get lower down. And eventually it'll be like a ditch. The water will be lower down, and then it'll be a big tircha. That's why we say don't do anything. Rav Ashi says, Megishamim. Excuse me. The first teretz is Tamas Gzeira. That true, rainwater should have been mutter. But as Gzeira, if you use rainwater, you'll come to use ditch water, which is a very big tircha, very big bother. That's why both are rasa. Rav Ashi Yama, no. Megishamim gufayu lidei mekilunosu. That Megishamim itself, even though now, this is the svar we said, even though it's a puddle full to the top, and right now the top water is easy to fetch, to push it onto your fields, but you have to be afraid when you start using the top water, eventually it'll get lower down, and you'll have to start fetching up the water from the bottom. And that's like that, then it'll become like a mekilun, then it'll be a big bother to throw it onto your fields. Tziva, though, right now, this puddle of water is full to the top. It's easy to do it. We don't let you use the top water because eventually you're going to come down to the bottom water, which will be a big tircha to use it. So Mar says, now, what's this machloek is totally in? O kemif legei b'derab zera. They argue in Reb Zera's halacha. The Yomer Reb Zera, Omer Rabba Reb Yirmiya, Omer Shmuel, Nohorois HaMoshchin Mayin. If you have a river, a flow of water, it's Moshchik water, the flow of water here, Mino Agrin. It starts off with the swamps. The swamps, that's the Makor, that's the well where the water's coming from. The halacha is Mutol LaHashkois Mehen B'chol HaShemoyed. If you have your Beis HaShalchin, you have your fields, that if you don't water, it's going to die out. The Hefsin, you'll have to water your fields on Chol HaMoed. So you'll have to use this running water from the river, which starts out from an agam, from a swamp. And the Havamina is right now, these agamim could dry up. So you have to be afraid, maybe the water will dry up. Still, Reb Zera says, you'll have to use this water now. So Ma Isle the Reb Zera, or Ma Lesle the Reb Zera. So Rashi says like this, Megishamim, Rashi says, Nohoros HaMashchim Min Agmin. The Hashta Mashmalay may agmim avidi de paski. The Havmina right now is these swamps, they also dry up. So it's not for sure you can have a flow of water all the time. Still Reb Zera says, Mutul Ahashkas Miyam Bechol HaShemoyed. You're allowed to use the water right now when it's flowing to water your fields. What's the Chiddush? So Rashi says, V'loi gazri dilma psikolei may agmim. We should be afraid, maybe in the middle, when you're watering your fields, the flow from the agma, from the swamps, will stop, will dry up, and you'll be in the middle of watering your fields, and you'll be stuck without water. So you know what you're going to do then? We should be afraid then, since you started to water your fields, you're not going to stop then. You'll go and fetch water from another river, which will be a very hard job to fetch the water someplace else. So maybe we should make a gzera not to use this water, even though right now it's easy, but maybe we're afraid in the middle will dry up, and you'll have to get water from far away. It'll be a big tircha. No, we don't make this gzera. That's Reb Zera's halacha. We don't make such a gzera. Right now that the water is flowing nicely, it's easy to water your fields, you'll have to water it right now. So Gemara says, Mar Yisle de Reb Zera, the one that makes the gzera of Megishamim, we're afraid maybe it itself will become into a Mekilon, which means maybe the water will get lower, and it'll become a big tircha. That's the one of it. Mar Isle de Reb Zera. One holds we don't make the gzera. Therefore, we're not afraid that the Megishamim itself will become into a Mekilon. Means right now that it's a good flow of water, we don't make any gzeras. You should have been allowed to use the rainwater. The only reason why you can't use it is Thomas the Klolistic Gzera. We're afraid if you use rainwater, you'll come to use Mekilon also. Omar, but the second Mandiyoma that said no, rainwater by itself is also. Because we're afraid this puddle, even though right now it's full to the top. But after you start using it, it'll like dry up and it'll come lower down and it'll be a big bother. That's what is left by the Reb Zera. They don't hold from Reb Zera. Reb Zera says you're not afraid that later it'll stop, will get hard. If right now it's easy, you're allowed to do it. They don't hold from that Svara. Even though right now it's easy to move the top of the puddle of water onto your fields, but it's also to do it because eventually the puddle will get lower and lower, and then it'll be a big bother to bring it to your fields. Therefore, it's also. So that's this machlekes, whether you hold from Reb Zera's din or not. Gufa. Before we just learned, Omer Reb Zera, what was his din? That Omer Rabba Bar Yirmiya, Omer Shmuel. No, Horus, if you have this flow of river, it's not a real river, it means a flow of water, HaMoshchin Mayim Min Agmin, that this flow of water comes from the swamps. Mutar LaHashkos Mem B'chol HaShemoyed. If you have this flow of water near your fields, you're allowed to make the flow go onto your fields to water your fields. It's an easy job, it's not such a big tircha, and since it's a field that's a Beis HaShalchin, that the perils will die out if you don't water it, it's a Makam Seid, a big loss. Well, Matthew, you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoyed not to have a loss. Eisavei Reb Yirmi Reb Zera. So Reb Yirmi has the kasha to Reb Zera. Our Mishnah says, Avoloi mi mei mei gishamim, voloi mi mei mei kilon. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use rainwater or else the ditch water to water your fields. So who the kasha is, like it's a gzera, we're afraid you'll see when you start using the mei gishamim, eventually it'll dry up, it'll get lower and lower, and then it'll be a big tircha. So you see, you do make gzeras, maybe something will become harder later, so you can't do it now even when it's easier. So how could you, Reb Zera, say right now when the water is flowing, you're allowed to use it, why aren't you afraid maybe the water will dry up and then you'll be stuck and you'll have to fetch the water from a faraway place that will become to be a big tircha?
So Biyamiya answered like this. Bray, his son Biyamiya answered back, Hani Yagamim Debavim. That's what we're talking about, the flow of water starts out from the swamps. The swamps in Bavim is Kemaya Dleipaski Dami. Reb Zeir was talking about a case that those swamps are full of water. It's like a real well water that won't dry up. So therefore, that's why he didn't make any gzeira. Now, if you have a real good flow of water that keeps on flowing, you're not afraid it'll stop, so then there's no gzeira. Of course, there's a flow of water. It's easy to water your fields with it. So, Vav, you're allowed to do it. That's like a real well water. Our gzeira is, we have a puddle of rainwater here. That's all you have. You have Megishom, you have a puddle of rainwater here. So, the top water is easy to water your fields with. But eventually, when you use up the top of the water, they'll get down bottom, and then it'll be hard to water the fields. So there's a gzeira where you can't do it. But in Reb Zeira's halacha, we're talking about the flow is a steady flow; it won't dry up. Therefore, there's no gzeira. Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this: Hapsikos v'yabreichos. That's like well ditches in the fields. Yeah, Rashi says chodem milsi. It's one thing if you have ditches, holes in the ground. Shenesmalu mayim erev yomtiv. There was a big rain water, a big rain came down Erev Yom Tov, and it filled up these holes with water. It is also lahashkas miyam b'chol ha-shemoyed. You're not allowed to use this water now in Chol ha-moyed to water your fields. So Rashi says, in Pasha the Pshat is, because we're afraid, like you'll use up all the water, and you'll be stuck in the middle of watering your fields, you'll have to go fetch water from someplace else, it'll be a big tircha. So just from these two burrs that got filled up, it's not enough to water the whole ground. Therefore, we're not allowed to even start. But let's say in between these two ditches, there was a stream, a flow of water going in between them. Then mutter. Then you're allowed to use these ditch waters to water your fields. Because even if they get finished, you still have the amas hamayim. You'll have the flow of water to use to water your fields. You won't have to go and do big bother to find water someplace else. You'll be able to use this flow of water. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, "V'husha ruba shaloisa sada shaisa miyosi amasamayim." We're providing. We're talking about the flow of water that comes in. It's not a very slow flow of water. It has to be a pretty big flow of water. That from the flow of water alone, you could mashka water most of your fields. So then, even on the tzad to say that you can't do all of it in one day, but you only have a little bit left to do. It's a little bit left to do, for sure you'll be able to finish with these two brechas, the brechas and the psikos. Mashenken, if the stream of water doesn't do rov of yikarka, so you're going to have a lot of field left over to water. We have to be afraid maybe the psikos and the brechas won't be enough water, and you'll get nervous, you want to water your whole field in one day, and therefore you go to fetch water from someplace else, therefore that's also. Rav Ashi Yomar Rashi says no. Rav Ashi Yomar, Afa pi shein ruba shaloisa sada shaisa. Even though this running water now cannot water rov of your karka, still it's mutter. Why? Kivon the kamoshka v'yasya, since the flow of water keeps on coming. So what's the problem? It's a very slow flow of water, that this water by itself cannot water most of the ground in one day. It'll take 2 or 3 days for this flow of water to do it. So you're telling me you're afraid the guy will get nervous, he wants to do it all in one day, and this is not enough, and the brechas, the ditches of water may dry up, so you're afraid since you want to finish it all in one day, he'll have to fetch water from far away, that would be a big tircha, that would be a big bother, that's why it should be yasa. Rav Ashi says no. Kivan the komoshka v'yasya, since the maisa, this flow of water keeps on continuing, it's a continuous flow of water. Meimaroma, the Balabos will say like this, if I don't have enough water today, it's too slow a flow of water, it can't water the whole ground today, so good, so take 2 or 3 days, so what? So I'll wait till tomorrow and finish watering it tomorrow. It'll take 3 days, I'll finish it 3 days. But he's not afraid it'll take a few days, he'll do it in a few days, therefore we're not afraid today on Chol HaMoed, he'll have to bother to get water someplace else, no, he'll for sure wait with this flow of water alone to be mashke his sodis. I'm a good man. Yes, Hana Rabbon. Brecha shenetefes mayim misada beis hashalchin zu. A brecha, again, that's like a ditch full of water. That water keeps on dripping into it from a different sada beis hashalchin. Is mutal hashkes mimenu sada beis hashalchin acheres.
get like you have two different fields, the top field and the lower field. They're both these fields that have to be watered on Chol HaMoed. And when you water the top field, at the end of the field, there's like a ditch there, that gets full of water. And the water keeps on dripping into it from the top Beit HaShachin. So from this ditch of water, you're allowed to use the water now to water your next field, the Beit HaShachin, another field. Again, Brecha Shenatef Asmayim, you have your Brecha, your ditch of water, that this water keeps on flowing into it, Misad the Beit HaShachin, from the first field that you're watering it now in Chol HaMoed, is Muter Lahashkes Mimenu Sad the Beit HaShachin Acheres. You're allowed to use this Brecha, this ditch full of water now, to water that second field. For the Gemara of Avida the Pascha, why aren't you afraid that this Brecha will end? There'll be no more water, and you'll be stuck in the middle of watering your fields. You'll have to fetch other water. We're talking about you only could use this ditch of water if water is keep on flowing into it. Since there's a flow into it from the top field, we're not afraid it'll dry out. And Omer Abayi also says, V'ushloi posak mayin rishon. We're also talking about that how are you watering your top field, the top Beit HaShachin, that there's a mayin, there's a well, the water flowing into it. So Kozman, the top well is flowing into the top field, and the top field's water is dripping into this brecha, it's like we're not afraid it'll dry up. Therefore, you're allowed to use this bottom, this ditch of water now, to water the bottom field. Tanya Rebbe Shimon Menas Yoimer, Shtei Arugais, if you have two rows in the field, Zula Malam Izu, one row is higher than the other row. Lo Yidla Menatachtoina V'yashkes Oyoina. If you have water, you're watering the bottom row, you're not allowed to take that water, like a fetch it, and throw it upwards to the top row. That's too much of a tircha. If you have to fetch the water from a bottom row, a lower land, to a higher land, that's awesome. Yes, or Ken, even greater than this, Amr Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Afilo Aruga Achas. Even if you have one row, you have one row growing up wheat. Chetzia Nomach V'chetzia Gavoya. Half of the row is lower, half of the row is higher. Again, la yidla mimakim namuch v'yishkel mimakim gavoyim. You can't fetch the water from the low part to throw it to the top part. That's too much tirchah. That's too much bother. It's awesome to do even b'makim seidah. This is awesome. Tana rabbanin, madlin liyirakos. You're allowed to fetch water to water your vegetables k'day loichlan. If you want, eat it on Chol HaMoed. Because even though it's not going to die out, you're not going to have hefsid, it's only havocha to make it grow better. But if the purpose is mamish tida trei and Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, you're allowed to do melachis l'tzarech Yom Tov. V'yim b'shvil yafusan, if you only want to do it to make them look nice, to grow nice for later on, then aser, then you can't water your vegetables on Chol HaMoed. Now Ravina v'rabba toisvo hevi ko'azli b'yucha. Ravina and the rabba toisvo, name of him, his name, they were walking in the street. Chazil who gav, they saw a person, Tevidoli Davlo, he was fetching a pail full of water, Bechol de Mayad and Chol HaMoed. Omale, Rabba Taisvol Ravina, so Rabba Taisvol said to Ravina, Leisimale Shamte, let's put this person to Shamte, he's doing an Issa. He's fetching water, that's too much of a tirchom, you're not allowed to fetch water on Chol HaMoed. Omale, so Ravina answered back to him. For a time, we learned not like that. We learned, Madlin the Yerokish, you're allowed to fetch water to feed, to water your vegetables. If the purpose is Tidur and Chol HaMoed, the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do even Tzarech Yisera. So Amalei, Rab answered back, no. Misav writ my Madlin Malin Mayon, who told you that Pshandas Bryce Riz, that you're allowed to fetch water to water the vegetables? No. Rab learned different shot. My Madlin. You know what Madlin means? You know what you're allowed to fetch the water? You know what you're allowed to do, Madlin?